Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. What does success mean to you? Well, you know, it can mean anything to anyone. We all have our own version of success. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to identify your ultimate success? Have you ever wanted to know why a success can be large or small, depending on who it is? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you combine happiness and fun and then find your own roadmap to success? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Finding Your Road to Success? How to Get There Without Getting Lost? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to define your own personal success? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my co-host guest. He's a success coach extraordinaire, and he's been on the show many times. He always provides us with inspiration, information, and some really, really great advice on how to be successful. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk 4 Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers. And enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He is the author of Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, a self-help, motivational, and inspirational book aimed at shattering the notion that success is a myth. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Patrick Daniel from Canada. Hi, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm very good, January. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, I love having you on the show. And you've written an amazing book. Before we went on the air, we were talking about our experiences with writing books and editors and whatnot. Share with my listeners how long it took for you to actually research and write your book.
The actual writing part, I would probably say, took me maybe 3 years to actually write it. But, you know, I've been forming it in my head for many, many, many years. And I mentioned on a previous show that I actually started thinking about my book and writing down notes and things like that when I was actually in the bathroom taking showers. So, you know, that's when I do all my great thinking while I'm showering. And I used to get all these thoughts and ideas pop into my mind. I'm like, oh, man, that's a good one. And run out of the shower and want to write it down. Where it got to the point where I decided that I just take my laptop into the bathroom with me. So every time I had a great idea, I quickly started to type.
Now, I love
that's where
that.
My book started to take shape. And then, you know, one day, like maybe a year through, my wife's banging on the door. It's like, what the hell's taking so long? You're always in there for such a long time. And then I had to actually tell her I was writing this book.
Yeah. And you know, that. Do you ever, I still do this now. Do you ever just wake up in the night and have some kind of a brilliant inspiration and write it down before you forget? Because you know when you wake up in the morning, you'll never remember it, will you?
I'm exactly like that. I mean, all my great thoughts, mm-hmm. Even work-wise, you know, sometimes I'll be sleeping, I wake up, that's the solution. And I write down, because I have to tell it to my client in the morning. So I'd write it down because I know if I don't, I wake up and I forget. I also write down sometimes my dreams that I want to tell my wife about when I wake up in the middle of the night. So I'm like that. All my great thoughts and ideas come either while I'm sleeping or while I'm in the shower, fully relaxed.
Well, at least you know where you can find them when you need them.
Exactly.
I want to share with our listeners a little bit about your wonderful book. We've talked already when you've been on the show. We've talked about chapter one, which was your introduction and before your map began. Chapter two, we haven't gotten through that entire chapter yet, but we had so much fun talking about different aspects about what success, you have to decide what success means to you. And for everyone, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's usually the million-dollar question I get asked all the time. It's like, what exactly does success mean? And, you know, success is very unique. It has a different definition for each person. It's like a DNA. So you really have to sit down and figure out what success means to you. Because, you know, something that's successful to me, that makes me feel successful, might not make you feel successful. For example, you know, I'd love to go work in Europe for 2-3 years. So to me, that's, you know, that's something that's successful, makes me feel happy. Mm-hmm. If I was to take someone else, like my neighbor, for example, and throw him in Germany for 2-3 years, he might hate it because that's not something that he sees as being successful to him. So it's really, it's like DNA. It's very unique for each person.
Oh, yeah. And when you talk about success requires a snapshot and tackle the negatives, briefly give us your thoughts on those two topics.
Okay, so that kind of takes us into like, prior to having a roadmap, it's the first step. It's a person has to sit down and evaluate their life at this very given moment. And there are a few tips and tools that, you know, as a success coaches we use. And one of them is a snapshot. Mm-hmm. So it's like taking a picture of your life today. Mm-hmm. And in my book, I have a snapshot questionnaire. And it basically gets the readers to think about their life and ask them questions for them to answer. For example, you know, in the snapshot questionnaire under About Me, that whole section is for the reader to try to figure out how he feels about himself. So some of the questions would be, you know, do you feel happy every day? Are you happy with who you see in the mirror every morning when you look at yourself? And are you happy with how you spend your free time? Are you excited about, you know, your vision of your future? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really trying to capture the moment today. There are other tools also used. There's one that's called the Wheel of Life. So it's basically a big circle that's cut into different segments. And some of them are, for example, money, health, work, friends, love, recreation, family. And it's really, when you put all these segments together, that captures all parts of a person's life. And, you know, when we go back to the definition of success, it's when you have a good balance of all these different segments, all these different areas, that's when you have true success. When you're just focusing your effort on money alone, that's one out of like 10 segments.
Mm-hmm.
You're neglecting the other 9. So even though one day you might become a millionaire, if you're not happy in the other 9 parts, you still don't feel like a success. So that's another tool that's used. It's called the Wheel of Life. There's also what I like to use that's called the selfie board. I mean, selfie is very popular nowadays. So instead of snapshot, yeah, people are starting to say selfie. And it's, you know, you can use a wall, you can use a piece of cardboard, but it's basically taking pictures out of magazines or printing them off the internet and sticking them on the wall on how you're feeling today in different areas of your life. For example, you know, today I feel if I'm in debt, I can stick a picture of credit cards, which are the reasons of my debt, put an X through them or put a sad face next to the credit cards to, you know, give me a visual of how I'm feeling in that area. And if I'm happy in love today, I can put a picture of our wedding up there. So that's, you know, gives me a snapshot visually of my life today.
Oh, that's
so
a wonderful.
That's exactly what a snapshot is.
Yeah, and that's like, I remember so many people have talked about creating a vision board, and a lot of young people have successfully, a lot of people, you don't have to be young, people have done this, and you create the vision of what you want your life to be like and what you want to accomplish. And sometimes the visual aspect is so powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful. And that, you know, it's the visual that makes us generally react, makes us want to act. It's, you know, you can tell me about this wonderful place on the lake and all that, and you know, in my head I'm trying to visualize it. I'm like, yeah, it sounds great, sounds wonderful. But then show me a picture of it, and you know, show me that beautiful blue water and that nice sand and that beautiful cottage, and then it's like, wow, it's like so much better than I saw in my head. So yeah, I mean, we tend to react to pictures. We need that visual.
Oh, yeah, we need that stimulation. We're going to, speaking of stimulation, we're going to hear from our sponsors right now. And when we come back with Patrick Daniel, we're going to talk about Chapter 3. And in that chapter, he discusses how to prepare your own roadmap to success. We'll be right back.
Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone. We're visiting today with my co-host, Patrick Daniel, and he became close to independently wealthy by the tender age of 30. But what is even more admirable about him is that he realized at a very young age that true success is achieving goals that are more than monetary. That is such good advice. Now, let's talk about this roadmap to success. What is a success roadmap? Give us a description.
Okay, so before I start giving you a description, let me share an experience.
Okay.
A few years ago, I was giving a workshop at my the university I graduated from many years ago. And it was a workshop about success, about life, about building roadmaps, what to expect out of life after you graduate. And I had an exercise for the whole group, for the whole class. So what I did is I drew a line in the middle of the class and I split them in two. So everyone on my left became one group. Everyone on my right became one group. And then the people on the left, I split in half, and the right, I split in half. So at the end of the day, I had four groups. Mm-hmm. I gave each group a set of Lego. I had gone to the store and I bought Legos. I bought four boxes, and it was actually a fire truck. Mm-hmm. And I gave each group the Legos, the stickers, and the box which had the picture of the truck. Mm-hmm. And they had 20 minutes. The exercise was in 20 minutes to try to use the pieces in front of them as a group and recreate the picture which was a truck. Mm-hmm. And they had 20 minutes, and that was their goal.
Okay.
After 20 minutes, I asked the first group to come up to present to everyone else what they had. So one person comes up, and they had kind of the frame of the truck with the wheels on. And if I recall, it was like one door. So it looked nothing like a fire truck, but you can tell that it was going to be some sort of automobile. And it was, given if I had given them maybe another hour, mm-hmm. it would have looked more like a fire truck.
Okay.
The second group came up with something similar, a bit actually worse than the first one, but you could see they had like a hood, but no tires on, but you could also see a frame of a car. And then the third group came up and they almost had the whole fire truck built.
Oh,
and you could
see
the fire truck. Yeah. And then the fourth group came up and they had the fire truck completely built, and they even had time to put on the stickers. What was interesting is to see the reaction of group one and two, because they were in complete shock when they saw three and four. But here's what no one knew. No one knew that I had given group three and four the instructions that came with the Legos. And what the instructions are, they're the step-by-step mm-hmm. of how to build the truck. So, step one tells you which pieces to take and how to put them together. And then mm-hmm. step two shows you how to build onto step one, and then step three onto step two. So group three and four had the instructions, one and two didn't. So what was the point of this exercise? It was to show that even though you have a goal in life, which is a success point, you need instructions how to actually get there from where you are right now. Mm-hmm. So group one and two had the success point, which was build this truck. They had all the pieces they need in front of them. Mm-hmm. They just struggled trying to get there. And they would have probably eventually have gotten there. But group three and four had everything they needed. They had the tools in front of them. They had the goal, and they had the roadmap, which was the step-by-step to get there. So they actually got there in the 20 minutes that was given to them. So they were really efficient, right to the point. They knew exactly what to do and how to do it. So what is a roadmap? So roadmap is basically a GPS. It's very similar to the GPS. It gives you all your lefts, right. At that stop sign, go left. At the light, go right. It guides you through your life. It guides you from point A to point B. So now, if we break it down even more, point A is really where are you in life right now? Which is what we just talked about a few minutes ago. It's your snapshot. It's your, wheel of life. It's your selfie. This is where I am right now. And then you need the rest. Think of it this way. When let's say I'm going to the mall right now. I need to buy a pair of sneakers. Mm-hmm. So I park and I walk into the mall. what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go look for that map.
Yeah.
Because I need to find my store. I'm going to Foot Locker's. Mm-hmm. So I get to the map. First thing I look for is the "you are here" point. It could be a star, it could be a circle, it could be an arrow. It's something that just shows me exactly where I am. Mm-hmm. Once I find it, the next step for me is going to look through the store directory. I'm going to go through that until I find Foot Locker. And once I find it, it's going to tell me it's on third floor, store number 8. I'm going to go back to my map and find the third floor, store 8, put my finger there, I'm right here right now. I need to go there. And then I'm going to prepare that map of, how do I get there? Mm-hmm. So that's a roadmap. So step two is, our goal and success. And that's generally, my previous chapters. But just to give you some tools on how someone goes about to create a success point or create a goal in their life.
Yeah.
One of the exercises as a coach is to, get someone relaxed, lying down, thinking about their life right now, the journey, everything they've experienced so far, the good and the bad, and eventually start to guide them into, guess what? You're going to die in a week. How do you feel now? And,
wow.
what are your regrets? Yeah, I mean, you've experienced everything, and then all of a sudden, you have 1 week left to live. What are your regrets? And it's these regrets that, I try to bring out of a person, because you want to take these regrets and turn them into something positive and turn them into goals, for a person. So, for example, if someone was to say one of their regrets is not spending enough time with their daughter or a mother, then, you turn it into something more positive. Say, all right, moving forward, you will try to make more time for your daughter. Someone, regrets having worked too hard. So now a new goal for him is, try to work less. Or regret not having gone on a trip. Now a new goal would be, I'm going to try to save a bit of money to go to Italy next year. There's also the bucket list tool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you sit down and you write down all the things that you'd love to do in your life. It's different than regrets. Regrets are something that will, if you don't do, really would bother you. Mm-hmm. Bucket lists are more like, nice to have. So I'd like to. I don't necessarily have to in my life, but I'd like to do things like that. There's also, you mentioned earlier, I call it a dream board, but it's the board with the pictures of where I'd like to be.
Uh-huh.
So, earlier we talked about the selfie board is where I am right now. The dream board is like where I would actually like to be. So it's like all these wonderful, beautiful pictures.
Yeah, of the fantasy.
Yeah. And that's so you take when you have two pictures in front of you, on your right you've got the dream board, on your left you've got the selfie board. The roadmap is the all in between, the whole middle, and that's a step three, the roadmap. So it really is, then it comes down to taking you from point A, which is your selfie board, to point B, which is your dream board. And you sit down and you just start to pick at it. So here is one success point, one of my dreams, one of my goals. What do I have to do, knowing what I have right now? What do I have to do to get there? And, how long is it going to take me? Is it feasible? These are some of the questions that are asked when you're drawing your roadmap.
Okay, now how detailed does this roadmap have to be in order for it to be successful?
It always starts very high level, and then you have to keep zooming in. And it has, the more detailed it is, the more effective it will be. It's, for example, if you do, jump onto Google Maps on the computer, and, you want to go from your house to a friend's house, so you put your friend's address in there, and the first thing Google will do, it'll show you a high-level map. Mm-hmm. It'll show you point A, point B. This is where you are right now. This is where are you going. It doesn't give you full details, high level. But the second you start to click on the plus, which is zoom in, it starts to give you all the details. You start to see the details. So the roadmap is very similar to that. You start off with a high level.
Yeah.
And then you start to zoom in. For, you know, another example is when I was, I think I was around 22 years old, I knew that one day I wanted to own my own business, start my own practice.
Okay.
So I knew I wanted that. So then I started to work backwards. I'm like, you know, for that, for me to be able to do that, I needed to have an education so that, you know, finish university was there. I needed to get a great job with a reputable accounting firm. Not any accounting firm. I wanted a reputable one. So I put that there. Then I knew I needed enough experience in that firm to, for me to be able to service future clients once I start my own practice. So I put that. And then I started to go and zoom in details and details and details.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in university and I did finally graduate and I did finally get my first job, it was not with the firm I wanted. So I was kind of, off track now. I'm like, I'm off track. But I worked hard until I eventually got into the firm I wanted. I wanted it's a big firm called PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, in less than a year, I managed to get in there, and I got in there because my eye was always on the ball. So even though I was working for a small firm, I'm like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove to you that I'm worthy. And that's what I did.
Oh my gosh. This is fascinating. And you kept focused and you stayed on your details. You know, we're going to, speaking of details, we're going to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Patrick, we're going to talk about his website and his book and how you can contact him. Also, we're going to talk about how he used checklists with his map. And I'm really on top of that because I make lists all the time, except sometimes I can't find my list. But aside from that, I'm a big fan of lists, and I'm a big fan of Patrick Daniel, and he'll be right back with us after this sponsors.
Any moment we can be painfully reminded that none of us is immune from loss. Perhaps the worst nightmare of any parent is the loss of a child. When this happens to someone else, most parents quietly wonder how they could ever deal with such an inversion of the natural order. When author Donna Mebbin lost her youngest daughter, Emma, she initially wanted to give up and join her beautiful, spirited 19-year-old. But she didn't. Instead, she wrote the multi-award-winning novel, Tomorrow Comes, an amazing book in which Donna chronicles the way her family lives forward and imagines the way Emma does too, in a magical land called After. Tomorrow Comes is available on Amazon and other online booksellers. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available. 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personality is also available at audiblebooks.com. We have a very priceless personality visiting with us today, my co-host, Patrick Daniel from Canada. Now, Patrick, could you share your website information and share with my listeners how they can get the book and how they can contact you?
So the website is findingyourroadtosuccess.com. And if you go on the website, there is a buy now. Just click on it, and there's a list of all the online stores the book can be bought. There's also, it's on Amazon. It's in also Kindles. It's available in e-formats. Anyone wishing to reach me can reach me at Patrick by email at patrick@findingyourroadtosuccess.com.
Perfect.
I'm also available on Twitter and Facebook. Just do a search for my name and I'll pop up everywhere.
Wonderful. And, you know, Finding Your Road to Success is a must read for anyone who needs a shot of optimism and courage. You know, life is filled with solutions, not problems, is at the core of Patrick's glass half full message. You'll find this attitude at every turn of the page. It's an inspiring book, and it's basically also, I feel like it's a workbook. Don't you agree, Patrick?
It's a workbook. It's a book about my experiences. It's a book full of stories I've gathered from the internet, inspirational stories. And it's got a lot of quotes in there, too. There's around 75 fun quotes. So every time I'm talking about a topic, every 2-3 pages, you're going to find on the corner, on the side somewhere, a nice quote that kind of helps me form my arguments and the basis of the things I'm talking about. It's very entertaining. That's like the feedback I keep getting.
I agree with you because, you know, I also use the quote format and Thou Shalt Not Whine, and that is a humor book too. And it's funny, it's interesting when you're doing research, you can take any topic, put it out there and underline quotes, and you will find more quotes than you can believe. Isn't that an amazing experience using quotes in your work?
It is, and I'm a quote type guy. I love quotes.
Well,
so that's
I think
at the end of my book, I listed them all there. I mean, if I can just buy a book of quotes, I'd buy that. I love quotes.
Me too. I'm a total quote addict. I just love it, and I try to use them all the time. Okay, now we have to get back to work, dear. Let's talk about, we're working on our roadmap to success, and you talk about using checklists with your detailed map, and of course, I'm also a list addict. Talk about your thoughts on checklists.
So a checklist, you know, keeps you in line.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first time I remember ever encountering a very detailed checklist was when I was applying for university.
Okay.
And, you know, with your application, I mean, God knows how many applications I filled out, but they had a checklist there. Make sure the money order was in there, check.
Yeah.
Previous grades, check. Letter of recommendation, check. And boy, did that annoy me. Like I found it so annoying having to go through each checklist. But I don't know. I think I was annoyed at how many times I had to go over it. It's like, you know, when you apply a few times, I know already. Stop reminding me. Like I did it already. I know.
But then
I start to realize it's very important in everything you do in life. I mean, you know, when I get new clients now, I have my checklist. Make sure I get this from them. Make sure I've told them about this. When you go apply for a mortgage, you know, I see that the banker sits there and makes sure, you know, he has his checklist in front of him that they're making sure. The checklist makes sure that when you get to that point, when you get to a result, that everything you need to bring with you is there. So, you know, for example, if you're taking a trip, I'm going to China, for example. Yeah, I was in China 2 years ago. So I have no checklist or anything. So I've packed. I've went to the bank. I've gotten, you know, changed my money. I'm all ready to go. I'm all excited. I get to the airport. I get to China. I land there. I don't have a Chinese visa. Guess what? They're going to send me right back. And the only reason I'm coming back is because I did not have a checklist, either mentally or written down, that It reminded me, don't forget to get your visa. Chinese visa before you're able to actually get touch Chinese land.
Well, you know, I can share that in my own life, too, because my husband is a retired airline pilot, and he flew for 32 years for one of the major carriers. And then he went and flew with NetJets for Warren Buffett. And guess what they do when they get in the cockpit? They have a checklist.
A checklist. And I'm sure they have a very, very detailed one.
Yeah, and they don't even think about starting the engine until they've gone through the checklist. And that is so brilliant for you to apply that to success. I really like this analogy here. This is wonderful. So once we got our checklist made, what kind of things would you have on the checklist? Sample.
It really depends what the goal is. It depends what we're aiming for. So, you know, let me try to remember something that's in my book.
Okay.
I think when I was talking about checklists, it was, you know, I was talking about simple stuff like university.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have it here, acceptance from university. So I have my checklist is to make, you know, my acceptance should come in by June. If I haven't heard anything by June, to follow up, see what's going on.
Okay. So you put deadline.
Yeah, so there's definitely deadlines, schedules,
uh-huh.
when you're preparing a roadmap, timelines.
Uh-huh.
You know, a roadmap is very specific also. It depends what you're after. You know, like I just mentioned timeline.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going from point A to B, so now you're going to, from my house, I'm going to the party. I get to the party, so I get there no problem, but I get there 4 hours late, the party's over.
Yeah.
So I never thought about, I have to respect the timeline. I have to be there by 8:30 max. So that's where timelines come in. So it's, again, you know, there's so many tools that are applied when preparing that roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, checklist is make sure that once I'm accepted to very quickly apply for a student loan before a given deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Summer orientation, I need the date to make sure to be there. Things like that. I mean, you have to really sit down and think of what's important and what can I not miss? What are my deadlines and what are requirements? Write them all down and make sure that once in a while, you know, quickly have a quick read through them, make sure that you're not missing something.
Well, these are just such great tips for success, because I agree with you. Having a list and somehow writing things down makes them real. Don't you agree?
Yes, definitely. Makes them real. And
okay. Yeah,
it feels better when you tick. I mean, you know, I'm the type that even though I know what I need to buy, I'll make a list when I'm going to the store because I just like to tick. It feels good. I'm like, aha, here's one tick. That's like completely off my list now.
Well, see, I know. That's why I like you so much, because I do the same thing. And right now I'm going to take my checklist out and check that we're going to hear from some wonderful sponsors. And you're one of them. When we come back, we're going to turn on our engine, and then we're going to talk about Managing Your Money, Chapter 6, and there'll be some really great information in this segment. We'll be right back with Patrick Daniel.
The moment after you serve your customer, what will they tell the world? Social media has us so connected that a single voice has unprecedented power to benefit and to harm. What do your customers say? Do you know? Do you respond? What do you say? For years, Steve Holtquist has been helping businesses use the internet to be more productive and successful. Now he's showing businesses how to go back to the future, fostering and empowering relationships. Learn how to work in this new world. Find Steve at InfiniteSummit.com. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western state, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, AssistedLivingAdvantage.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my checklist friend, Patrick Daniel. And Patrick, we have about 5 minutes, and we're going to briefly touch on Chapter 6, Managing Your Money. Budget. Have a budget. Make a comment on that.
Have a budget is the basis to anything financial. If you look at corporate, big corporations, the finance department, it's all about budgeting. It's all about forecasts. Month after month, they are comparing their actuals to their budget. Every quarter, it's this quarter versus budget, this quarter versus the last quarter, this year versus our budget this year. The budget is the foundation of anything financial, and it's what always keeps you on track. And and it's also the red flag. When you're not on track, when you're over budget, it's just like, wake up, you're over budget, and it forces you to come up with a new strategy to push yourself back to your budget.
Okay, now, credit cards wisely.
Credit cards are a good thing, or they are a horrible thing. I mean, there's a very, very simple formula when it comes to money. It's very simple, yet no one seems to be able to follow it. The formula is do not spend more than you have. And it's same thing with a credit card. I mean, credit card is not free money, and that's what people think when they get a credit card. It's that, and I thought the same too when I was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I found myself in a very vicious credit card cycle when I was studying. At one point, I had 5 credit cards, and I couldn't pay any off, so I'd withdraw cash from one, pay the minimum on the other, withdraw from that one, pay the other, and it was just a vicious cycle. So you have to be very, very, very careful with credit cards. If they're used wisely, credit cards are a great thing because there's a lot of benefits to using a credit card when used wisely. When not, it'll ruin you. I'll give you an example with a friend of mine. I won't give a name. We'll call him John.
Yeah.
So John came to me once and he saw a big screen. I think it was like 60-inch TV on sale for $3,000. He's like, it's so excited. I have to get it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, but you're unemployed right now. How are you going to pay for it? Oh, don't worry. I got my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, before you run out, before the special's over, let's just quickly run some numbers. So I asked him to pull a credit card statement for me. I was very curious to see what the interest rate was on his credit card. Mm-hmm. So the interest rate was 19.99%.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I asked him, I'm like, how much are you planning on paying towards this credit card each month? So he's like, he can afford $60 a month towards a credit card. So basically now I know that he's paying $60 a month towards this $3,000 TV. So I crunched some numbers for him. And this is what I came up with. It will take him, based on $60 a month, 9 years to pay off this $3,000 credit card bill.
Oh, no. Awful.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
Oh, it is awful. And that's the whole point. That's how the credit card system is built. And over this 9 year, he would make a total payment of $6,500, which means he's paying over $3,500 in interest. Mm-hmm. So then I asked him the question. I'm like, is this TV really worth $6,500? Because that right now is your true cost if you're going to put it on your credit card the way you said you were and pay $60 a month.
Okay.
And how quickly he said, yeah, forget it.
Yeah, that's a great example. We have 2 minutes, Patrick. Talk about stop smoking. What's that about?
Stop smoking is one of the most expensive habits, you know, someone can get into. And
really?
When I talk about my book, yes, I'm like, instead of smoking, why don't you just take that money of a pack of cigarette and just invest it? And recently I saw somewhere, and I wrote it down. It was on a website. It's called Bankrate, Bankrate, I guess, .com. And it was a very interesting website because they tried to put financial numbers to bad habits. They called it the cost of bad habits. And the number they attached to smoking cigarettes over a 30-year period came out to yearly cost of $2,555, which over 30 years compounded is equal to over $200,000.
Oh my God.
So a person that smokes for 30 years is pretty much losing out on $200,000.
Yeah. And plus, you've also got the health issue that goes along with it. You
There's
know,
so many other costs attached to that. You've got the health issues, then you've got the bad smelling clothes. You got to go change your clothes very often. you burn holes in the car seats. That
you burn the house up.
That's it. There you go.
I'm good.
Well, I haven't done a lot of things. I haven't done very many smart things except marry wonderful men. But aside from that, I did quit smoking after my first daughter was born, and that was a long, long time ago. And guess what? That was one of the smartest things I've ever done in my entire life. I'm proud of it. And anyone who's listening and thinking about it, both Patrick and I, and encourage you to do it. It's a good move. Patrick, this was so much fun. I loved having you on the show. And when you come back again, we're going to talk about thinking that supports your success, and then even better, actions that support your success. It's been so much fun, as always, having you with us. And I adore sharing you with my fans.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
It is fun. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you enjoyed our show today with Patrick as much as I have. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Patrick. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. Sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We really, really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, stop with the whining and then start smiling, and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my co-host today, Patrick Daniel. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey, and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Serantos.
This is Serantos, and you're listening to January Jones.
We accept the love we think we deserve. In my life I've made so many mistakes. It's all we're in love.
I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
That's at 4 o'clock. So then we have a dog problem. You know.